then we'll wrap it up. Is, these guys are something else, aren't they?
They're clowns, man.
But you know what? You can tell it's genuine. They all really just get along, don't they?
Well, and that's part of why this team has had success and why we've been a program that guys want to be a part of, is they have fun. They genuinely enjoy being around each other, and they like to have fun. And we allow them to have fun, too. You know, it's a game.
You know, Rob had his team ready to play, didn't they? I mean, they just don't ever give up, that Alpena team.
He always does. He always does. I said that in the pregame show. He's a good coach. He's, you know, it's only the second year for that program, so to expect big things from him is probably not realistic. He's gonna have that program up and being a tough team year in and year out real soon here. And he's unlike me. He's hopefully not gonna have a COVID year right in the beginning that sets him back. But they really hit it right on the head with hiring him, and Alpena's baseball program is in really good shape.
They just don't give up. I've been impressed with every game they've played this year. Mm-hmm. You know, for your team though, they don't give up either. And there were a couple times in this game you're stranding guys. It's, you know, you're not putting them away, and they made the plays when they needed to though. Again,
yeah, no, it's we said that after the first game too. It's a resilient group. They don't let that stuff really bother them, and that's maybe the baseball too. There's a lot of failure in it, and you got to be able to move on.
Well, we do still have a few games this weekend, conference games, but obviously you know that Mid-Michigan won, so we're not in the playoffs. So how do you, does it take away anything from the real nice day-to-day, is for your point, or no?
No, we took care of our business. That's all we could do. Like I said, when you leave it in somebody else's hands, you can't stress over that. We did our job. We got it. We're 6 wins in a row. Heck, we haven't done that in a program history, I don't think.
Oh, there's some years we probably didn't win 6 games. I mean, you know.
Yeah, no. So there's a lot to be proud of, and that's what I talked to the guys about. This is the first time we've had meaningful baseball where we had the potential to do something at this point in this year, and that's something to be proud of, and that's a big step forward for this program. We just got to continue taking those steps, or it's off or not. But
does it drive you? You got a taste. The kids got a taste, and the guys that are coming back next year, you know, they've got a taste of what it feels like to be close, to be almost a playoff team.
It should. I hope so. You know, I hope they're disappointed we didn't make it. I hope that kind of eats at them and it drives them to work hard this summer and think, you know, have that in the back of their head, like, we got to do this. We can't come up short next year. Were we ever going to beat Grand Rapids in a series? Probably not, but I think we were a good enough team to be there. We just didn't play very well in a couple of series in conference, and that cost us. And that's part of it, too, is you got to be consistent week in and week out. You can't have these lulls or these letdowns and playing clean baseball, or else you're gonna be going home after May 5th. So that's the situation we're in. But like I said, it's still a season where we set all kinds of school records, did all kinds of things we've never done, and that's the fun part. It's a good season. I'm really happy with what we've accomplished. I feel like this is the first time where we're not going, man, we had so much more potential. And that's something that we've had the past few years. So,
all right. So the last thing is how do you approach this weekend with Community Christian coming up for 4 games?
Well, we'll treat it. Obviously, we're going to do some sophomore stuff on Sunday. Let those guys get their last little day in the sun and honor them and that type of stuff. But we're going to treat it more like we have a little bit like we have those non-conference games, and get some other guys some playing time too. There's a couple of guys that there's more than a couple. There's a whole group of guys that work their tail off and don't get to shine as much as they would like, and so we're going to give some of those guys some opportunities too. And but it'll be a fun weekend. We're hoping to make it 10 in a row. But the other part of what I was just saying too is we've got some guys that have been running out there every day that are tired right now. They're beat. They're sore. They deserve a break. They need a break. So we got to keep them healthy too and get them energized for next year. So it'll be a little bit of everything. Looking forward to a good weekend of baseball. If the rain doesn't get us too wet on Friday, it looks like it's going to be beautiful weather. So it should be a good way to end it and enjoy our time together.
All right, Paco, do your shout-outs, and we'll pack it up.
Well, shout out to my athletic director, Matt Johnson, only because he's within earshot.
he likes the part where I said, pack it up.
Right. No, everybody that's listening, once again, thank you for supporting Bay College Norse, whether it's us, softball, any of the other sports. We do love your support. We appreciate this community, and we have a community that is that supports us so much more than most of these other schools. And we're so thankful for that. So I hope everybody realizes that. And thank you to my family and friends and anybody listening, all the people that made this happen, that I can be coaching college baseball for a living.
Well, congratulations, Ponco. 20 wins.
Yeah. Hey, is it 20? Holy cats.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
I thought I'd be pushing up daisies by the time that happened.
Jeez. No. I was just going to finish with a shout out to you, Jack, for all you do, but
you know what though? This has been fun. Hasn't it always been great, you know, but it's been fun.
And I think I know what you're getting at. Coach Johnson's laughing in the background. We've taken our lumps. We've had some hard seasons and we've had some frustrating times, and it's fun to finally get to enjoy it and enjoy some wins and enjoy everything that we're doing. And you talk about those frustrating times, and they wouldn't have happened this time wouldn't have happened without those guys that put in the work and the effort to help build this program to where it is. So it's started from day one, and we're finally able to kind of reap the rewards and enjoy ourselves on the baseball field. Not that we didn't enjoy it before, but enjoy some success, I should say.
All right, Paco, we'll see you this weekend. All right. Sunday.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Mike Ponco, the coach of the Bay College Norse, and that will be it from here at the